USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The House Intelligence Committee has raised concerns about a significant national security risk reportedly linked to advancing Russian space technology. Ohio Republican Mike Turner said his committee has shared details about the threat with fellow members of Congress. House Speaker Mike Johnson asserts that last week's Justice Department report on President Biden's handling of classified documents indicates his incapacity to lead. Special Counsel Robert Hur described Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory in the DOJ report. Despite demands from Republicans, the White House confirmed Biden will not undergo a cognitive assessment. The White House is pressuring lawmakers in Congress to quickly pass a new $90-plus billion foreign aid package. USA's Ryan Daniels has more.
It was part of the earlier rejected bipartisan border security deal, but is now being passed by U.S. senators as a standalone bipartisan funding package for allies overseas. New Republican Speaker Mike Johnson has opposed direct foreign aid spending on Ukraine in the past. However, now the bill includes spending for Israel and Taiwan as well.
The president urges the House to send this legislation to his desk immediately so that he can sign it into law.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. At the same time, Ukraine has reportedly destroyed another Russian military ship in the Black Sea.
Chaos erupted at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade as gunfire rang out, leaving at least one person dead. In the crowd was Amanda Wink with her daughter.
About the time we were running in that opposite direction, then everybody started running again, made us get down to the ground. We didn't know what was going on, really. Very nerve-wracking.
As the parade came to a close, law enforcement officers were seen rushing into Union Station with their weapons drawn. Union Station is where the parade route ended and was the focal point for the team's celebrations. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
The judge presiding over Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case will decide Thursday whether to remove District Attorney Fonnie Willis. One of Trump's co-defendants argues that Willis should be disqualified because of her relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. Georgia State Law Professor Clark Cunningham says the issue could prolong the proceedings.
I think what we're looking at is a kind of a mini trial on the Fonnie Willis Nathan Wade affair. And that mini trial is going to go on for a heck of a long time. It's not going to be resolved anything like February 15th.
Willis is accused of financially benefiting from hiring Wade for $650,000 despite his purported lack of experience in prosecuting felony cases. Delta Airlines is offering a heartfelt Valentine's Day gesture to its employees, a special profit-sharing bonus totaling $1.4 million. Workers will receive bonus checks equivalent to 10.4% of their eligible earnings, amounting to more than a month's pay. SpaceX has announced plans to construct a $100 million office and industrial complex at its Starbase in South Texas. According to paperwork filed with the state, the facility will span 5 stories and 1 million square feet. Construction scheduled to begin February 23rd. The inventor of the beloved snack Pop-Tarts, William Post, has died at 96. Post, who served as a plant manager for Michigan-based Regional Bakery, which later became Keebler, was instrumental in the creation of the iconic treat. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.